It is Hit 100.9's Jimmy Nath. Happy Monday. Thanks for joining us. And Jim, April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and tomorrow is Wear Teal Tuesday, of course, with the aim to raise awareness of sexual violence by wearing the colour teal to work. Please welcome friend of the show, the CEO of the Sexual Assault Support Service, also known as SASS. It can only be Jill Maxwell. Jill, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for coming in, Jill. We appreciate it. We were just talking off air about all the mountains that you climb as well. Very impressive. Makes us just feel even more lazier.
Yeah,
Jill.
No, you're a very impressive lady, Jill.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. You could sit here and just admire the mountain.
Yeah, while you're climbing it. Yeah.
Yes.
We've actually, Jill's not in the studio. She's on the phone. She's at the top of Kanae. It's a very clear reception. Jill, for those that don't know that are listening to the show, can you tell us a bit about SASS?
Well, we're a support service that provides support to survivors and victims of sexual assault, but not only to survivors, but also to people that are impacted in any way around sexual violence. So it could be family and friends supporting somebody that's experienced sexual violence. So that's a big part of our work. The other arm of our work is primary prevention. So we're in schools talking to young people about consent, and providing professional development to other professionals around how to support people when they disclose or work with people that have experienced sexual violence.
The messages that you guys obviously send out are so incredibly important and have really come to light over the last few months. How important are they, and how hard have you guys been working to get those essential messages out to so many different people?
Look, we've got such a passionate team back at the office and scattered around the state, actually, and we work hard every day to get that message out. And while a lot of our work is focused on supporting survivors after sexual violence, the less well-known work that we do is the primary prevention, so preventing it in the first place. And that's one of the reasons why we started the Sexual Assault Awareness Month last year, and aim to do that every April from now on.
Speaking of last year, we chatted on the phone last year. I don't want to remind everyone of last year, COVID. But how hard has the last 12 months been?
It's been pretty big for us, actually. We're breaking all records in history of SASS in terms of the amount of referrals coming to us. And while that's great to see people reaching out for support and wanting to understand and talk about what's happened to them, it does place quite a lot of strain on our service.
So, how can, people help? I mean, I know we're going to talk about Wear Teal Tuesday, but do you need more government funding? Like, where does the money come from?
Well, we receive funding from both state and federal governments, and we can always use more funding, but particularly, over the last 5 years, and that's not including this financial year, we've seen a 74% increase in referrals to our service. And in this year, we've still got 3 months to go, and we've broken all those records.
Jill, I guess an important thing to talk about, of course, Sexual Assault Awareness Month is April. The theme this year, We Can Build Safe Spaces Online. Can you talk us through that? What does that mean?
A lot of our communication these days is online and how we connect with people. So while the eSafety Commission has some great resources out there and we refer a lot of people to access those, the focus, for people to understand, the Sexual Assault Awareness Month is an international campaign. It's been going in the US for over 20 years, so we decided it was about time Australia had it. So, of course, Tassie first. And that's the theme internationally.
Okay.
So we've adopted that same theme but sort of adapted it. And in the last couple of weeks of April, if people want to jump onto our website to look at the dates, we're encouraging parents and guardians of young people to register free of charge for couple of webinars that we're putting on in creating safe online spaces for the children.
Absolutely.
That must be so hard. Like, I mean, it feels like apps and websites, stuff's constantly changing. So I feel like these conversations that we need to continually have.
Oh, absolutely. And I think just in terms of ourselves and holding ourselves accountable, making sure that if we're sharing something, even if it's just a innocent picture of a friend, that we have that friend's permission. If we see something that's not right, report it and address it with the person that you know has posted it. So, we can all be responsible for owning a part of this.
Yeah.
We as an organisation, we've been around for over 30 years. We can't prevent sexual violence on our own. We need community support.
Absolutely. Jill, let's talk about it. Wear Teal Tuesday. It is tomorrow. Of course, the aim to raise awareness of sexual violence by wearing the colour teal. Now, you've brought in some beautiful teal bows for us. I might need producer Grace to put mine on for me. Otherwise, I'll probably injure myself. I'm not great with these. Wear Teal Tuesday. Tell us all about it. How can people be involved in that to, of course, help raise awareness?
What we're asking people to do, particularly workplaces, is have a morning tea, wear teal, talk about sexual harassment, sexual violence, and in a safe way, and talk about, as an organisation, what they can do to support their staff, prevent it, improve their policies and their procedures around that. So we're asking... yesterday we launched a partnership with Netball Tasmania, so they're doing their part in Wear Teal Tuesday as well. So sporting clubs, organisations, anyone really. So just have the conversations with your loved ones and with your colleagues.
Perfect. Would you?
And if people are listening and they do want to donate money, can they go to the website? Is that a good
way
to do it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so that'd be great. Of course, what we're asking people to do, if they wish, is donate to us, and the money will go to help support our primary prevention work, especially.
Of course, that website, sass.org.au, or of course, SASS provides a 24-hour crisis response and support service in Southern Tassie. You can reach them on 1-800-MY-SUPPORT. Jill Maxwell, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you coming to the studio. Finally, we get to meet you in person. Thank you very much, and all the best for tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.